If you feel lost and confused in your life about what you should do, what you shouldn't do, why do you think the way you think, which thought is right, which thought is wrong, this is Brown Santa talking to you about the matters of head and your heart. Keep listening, boo-boo. I love you. Hello, 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 fellas. How's everybody doing? I hope everybody is in high spirit. New year is just around the corner, and everybody is just ready with their new year resolutions and the promises they're making with themselves. A lot of people are going to start going to the gym on the 1st of January. I don't know what's stopping them from going it today. But let's see if they can just cross week 3. And if you still find them in the gym of January 2019. I promise you this. 90% of them are going to drop after week 3. Like, probably 20 to 30% of them will drop at week 1. Couple of more, like 20 to 30% more will drop around week 2. And at least 70 to 80% will drop going to the gym by week 3, and then they are done for the year, and they will probably wait for the next year to start going to the gym again with the new fucking resolution. Yeah, I'm gonna lose weight, I'm gonna make some muscle, I'm gonna watch some Rocky, I'm gonna gain some motivation. But with that being said, this is not the reason that we are making this podcast today. We are making this podcast. I wanted to talk about the presence of God. What effect does it have in your life? What is your presumption about your life when you think God is on your side? When you think God is looking after you? Like, I have, all my life, I have heard people saying and crying a lot, like, if God love me, why do I have these problems? If God love me, why is it that why do I have such problems? The thing is, the presumption with the presence of God that people have is, like, if God is looking after you, you won't have problems. I think that's a fucking retarded way, really, really messed up way to look at life and to look at the presence of God in your life. There is another way of looking at it. If you would like to look at it that way, which has worked for me, like, that's how I used to think too previously. Like, whenever, that's why we lose faith in God, because whenever we face a problem, we start blaming God, like, God, you don't love me. Why do I have a problem? And that's exactly how I used to be. That's why my trust in God kept on going away whenever I had a problem, and it came back whenever life was going good. And at the same time, if you look at it, technically, the trust is not there. It's only there when God is doing me favors. It's kind of like if we take an analogy, like, let's say your parents. If your parents keep giving you stuff, then you keep considering them your parents, that they love you. And if they don't give you stuff, then you stop considering them as loving parents. And you might just say, I don't know if I have parents anymore because they don't give me stuff. So it's the happy time that we start trusting in God, and it's the bad time that we start losing our faith in God. So the thing with God is, like, either you trust God or you don't trust God. Whether you believe in the presence of God or you don't, your life will have problems. They are just going to be there. Life without problems is like an EKG machine without a pulse. There is no life without problem. That pulse that goes up and down, consider it problems. If there are problems, it means you have life. At the same time, I don't want to give a bad name to the pulse, but just for an example, I said that. But at the same time, if you look at God as if like a support system, like, because problems are going to be there. It doesn't matter what you think the definition or what the definition of God is, or what God's work is, or what He should be doing for you. Problems are going to be there. But I think we need to look at the presence of God in a way that whenever we have problems, we need to learn how not to let problems fuck up our mindset. Because you know when we start winning something, whenever you start winning something, your mind starts telling you, yes, you can do it. Yes, you can do it. And when things start going bad, your mind starts telling you, maybe not. Maybe it's, you can't do it. Maybe, I don't know. But then what we really need to do is, like, when things start going bad, that is the exact time when you need to ask God, not why you have problems, but you need to ask God for strength to fight with those problems, how to get through with those problems. You need to ask God for wisdom to get through those problems. And that is a winner's mindset, I think. This is according to me. Like, then in that case, you will never ever lose faith in God, because you are not using God to evade your problems, but you are using God to learn how to live your life without crying about your problems, and just heading on, taking your problems head on. This is the thing about problems. If you are trying to move up in life, if you're trying to get something bigger in life, get ready for bigger problems. That's just how shit works. That's the law of nature. The more you will try to climb up the mountain, the higher the mountain will be, the higher the pressure will be. There will be least oxygen on the highest of mountain. But if you can survive pressure, if you can survive scarcity of motivation, but still keeps moving on and keep taking your problem head on, that's exactly how I think we can climb our own mountains. And this is something that only somebody who has climbed that mountain can tell you, how beautiful the view is from the top. it's hard. It's going to put you in really, really painful positions. The road to the top is going to be the toughest you have ever walked on in your life. And if you are somebody who have a really, really big goal, a Mount Everest size of goal, if you're trying to reach that Mount Everest kind of height, I think we need to look at God in a different way, that when we face problems, when we face setbacks, when we face pressure, when we face betrayal, when we face humiliation, when a couple of people whom you really trusted breaks your trust, or somebody who really was cheering for you is not cheering for you anymore, I think that is the time we need to look inside us and find that zeal, find that power from within to keep moving ahead, no matter who trusts you, who doesn't trust you, no matter who betrays you, no matter who tells you no, no matter who is trying to put you down, who is trying to pull you down, because the more you will keep moving up, there will be more number of people who will try to bring you down. And only the ones who won't look outside and get bothered, but stay focused in the inside, stay focused on the journey that's going in your heart, that's going in your soul, and keep focused on, keep your focus on it. Those who will keep their focus on the journey that's going inside will make it to the top of that mountain, and they will be the only ones who will be able to see that beautiful view from the top of that mountain. Thank you. I had to get this out of my system. Yeah. My name is Brown Santa, and you can look for my poems on Instagram as well. It is my Instagram handle is iBrownSanta, and I hope I get to talk to you again, because these podcasts are not something that I plan on doing. Like today, I will sit down and make a podcast. It's whenever I feel the inspiration, whenever I feel something that I want to share with you, I just put it on and I just speak my mind. And this is all my podcast is about, speaking my mind. And I hope someone somewhere is trying to, someone somewhere is getting the message, and someone somewhere is getting benefit out of these podcasts that I do. And that's all that matters to me. Thank you. And Happy New Year in advance, 2019.